Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on honoring one's guests. Today's hadith is a little bit of a continuation of yesterday's hadith. When I say continuation in terms of the content of the hadith. An Abi Shurayh Huwail ibn Amr al-Khuza'i radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man kana yuminu billahi wal yawm al-akhir fal yukrim dhaifahu jaizatahu qal, Wa ma jaizatuhu ya Rasulullah. قال يومه وليلته وضيافة ثلاثة أيام فما كان وراء ذلك فهو صدقة عليه متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يؤثمه قال يقيم عنده ولا شيء له يقربه به. Hazrat Abu Shurayh Khuwailid ibn Amr al-Khuza'i radiyallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that one who believes in Allah ta'ala and in the last day should honor his guest. He should honor his guest, the right of the guest. In other words, whatever right that guest had. So here we see an extra word being added. Yesterday's hadith, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifahu. That person who believes in Allah ta'ala in the last day. Here we explain what this means. Believing in Allah Ta'ala and believing in the last day automatically includes everything else. It doesn't mean the person only believes in Allah Ta'ala and he believes in the last day, he doesn't believe in anything else. It includes everything. A person is a true believer. That person, Rasulullah Sallam is saying, is that he fulfills the right of his guest. فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ جَائِزَتَهُ The right of the guest. So Sahaba, when they heard this word now, the right of the guest, they asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is his right? What is the right of the guest? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one day and one night, hospitality is for 3 days, and anything in addition to that is charity for him. So let us understand what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that the right of the guest is one day and one night. In other words, if somebody comes to stay with us, unfortunately this time and age, people feel shy to go and stay with someone. But in the old days, it was a normal practice. Family member is coming from Johannesburg, is coming from Ladysmith, is coming from Cape Town, is coming from out of town. Then it was normal to come and stay with a family member. Nobody felt it hard. In fact, the people of the house would feel happy that we're getting visitors coming. Nowadays, people find it hard to stay because our culture has changed so much that the person rather go and stay in a hotel than stay with his own brother when he's coming from out of town. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that guest of yours, his right is for one day and for one night. In other words, it's his haq, it's his right for you to go out of your way and serve him and honor him for that one day and one night. But hospitality is what? 3 days and three nights you go out of your way to serve him, you give him meals, you look after him, you take care. Now this is hospitality. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, over and above 3 days, if you still wish to now extend kindness and generosity upon him, it will actually be sadaqah from your side. It will actually be charity from your side. So one day is his right. In other words, we shouldn't even be thinking that we're doing him a favor by letting him stay by us for one day and one night. That is actually his right as a person that is coming from out of town. That is his right to stay by us as a Muslim brother. And then if hospitality means that 3 days, 3 nights we honor him, we keep him there. And then if we want to honor him further or we want to show kindness to him further by keeping him longer, that will actually be charity. Now this is from the side of the mudif. Mudif is the person that is the host. From his side, this is what he should be looking at. The person that is the guest, in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to stay with his brother for so long that he leads him to sin. So now the person that is coming as a guest, he shouldn't come and stay now for so long that he's causing the host to go into sin. So Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, Allah ta'ala blessed him and reward them. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these questions so today we can understand what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can he lead him to sin? In other words, how can the guest lead the host to sin? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he continues staying with him whilst he has nothing to offer him in hospitality. In other words, he stays with him now. This person doesn't have anything to offer him. So he's making it hard now for the host by staying for so long by him. This is not lawful for the guest. So both sides are being shown how the guest should be behaving, how the host should be behaving. Islam is such that it teaches us mutual rights. Each one is not demanding his own rights. Everyone is seeing that how I can fulfill the next person, right? The host should see how I should treat the guest. The guest should see how he shouldn't inconvenience the host. So like that, everyone is looking after everyone's rights. What a beautiful society you'll have when everyone is concerned about the next person's rights. There isn't such a thing as I'm demanding my rights. I'm looking to see what is my responsibility. What responsibility do I have towards my guest? As a guest, what responsibility do I have towards the host? As a Muslim, what responsibility do I have towards my neighbor? As a father, what responsibility I have towards my children? As a boss, what responsibility do I have towards my staff? As a staff member, what responsibility I have towards my boss? Each one is looking at his responsibility. No one is demanding rights. When is a society created like that? There will be a lot of harmony, a lot of love, a lot of muhabbat. And after all, a person will be able to really practice his deen properly. Why? Because that culture of Islam will remain unlike the culture of the West, where even a person is sitting next to you on a bus or a train, ask those people that travel in Europe and all that, they'll tell you that even a person is sitting next to you on a bus or a train, he's got some magazine open, he's got some newspaper open, there is no even understanding who is sitting next to you. But in Islam and Shariat, we are taught to be kind even to the person that is sitting next to us, even if it is for a small journey, a small trip. If I got something, I'll offer the person, I'll be courteous, I'll be kind. Obviously not ghair mahram, now I'm talking about males. A person is kind, or the person is some other person that he's a family member or something. But there's some level of courtesy, kindness. Unlike the West, the culture is totally cold. Now what creates this warm culture of Islam is this behavior shown to us, this akhlaq shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going out of your way. This is just one example. Like this, we have been shown so many different levels of kindness. This is just one level of kindness where a person is kind towards his guest. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.